truth be told, I was going through my midlife crisis. I had bungee jumped, hang glided, and skydived, done spelunking, run a marathon. And then the opportunity came to do the Appalachian Trail. Somehow seemed like something that would be a heck of an experience for me as a black man to see how I could manage.
I may not be able to do everything I find out about, but I want to find out about everything I can do.
But as I talked to people about the fact that I was going to do the Appalachian Trail, I got statements like, why would you want to do something like that? Are there any hotels up there? Where are you going to sleep? I said, basically, we sleep in the woods. There was a day that I only did 3 miles. And then there were days that I did high into the mid-20s. Terrain varied from pastures to steep mountains. And I had much more weight than I really needed to be carrying, about 50, 55 pounds. In my early days, I had blisters, but in the latter days, I had toughened up and I knew better how to take care of them. I was thinking that within 2,185 miles, surely I would run across some other black individual hiking the Appalachian Trail. I would say I met other blacks on the trail that were either a day hiker or a weekend hiker, but nobody hiking for weeks long mileage. I never had to worry about being on the mountain, you know, being a black man on the mountain, because I always looked at it this way. Anybody that sees me on the mountain, and the white people that see me on the mountain, they're going to be more apprehensive of me than I will be of them, because they're not used to seeing, you know, black men on the mountain. There were a number of parts that were very difficult. Coming through New Jersey at one point, the mosquitoes were so fierce. I mean, it was like you see in the movies where you can see the bunch of mosquitoes all over your body. That was very nerve-wracking. Hurricane Irene hit very hard in the northeast, and the hurricane had left such a large amount of water that going through certain parts of the trail in Massachusetts, you had to walk through the actual water and the mud. And some, at one point, it was as high as our waist, not knowing what's in the water and what's on it. And there are snakes there, yes, but you do what you have to do. It was hard, arduous, but it was great fun at the same time. When I completed the whole trail, it was a great feeling to know that, you know, I've done something that very few people have done, but even still, fewer blacks have done. I already have a plan that I'm going to introduce young people to the Appalachian Trail, starting with my grandchildren.